Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2275 and it was recorded on Thursday the 30th of May 2024. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, and today I'm again joined by Paul Henderson. We have our usual mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news, and three features which will be read by Sam Elmhurst. We send a warm welcome to two new listeners this week. Hello to John Fisk from Cossey and Gwen Kemp from Norwich. We hope you enjoy the programme.
We now have our first batch of news items. A 99-year-old former RAF flight engineer finally got his wish of one more mission in a Lancaster bomber. Ray Park travelled to Lincolnshire Aviation Centre for a taxi ride in Just Jane, having flown 40 missions over Germany and the Netherlands during the Second World War in Lancasters. Ray, who lives in Sprowston, said, "It was an incredible day. I can't thank the people who set it up enough. Truly, I am so grateful. It was the most uncomfortable ride I've ever had in a Lancaster, though." Ray, who was positioned by the door, said it reminded him of a particular mission over Germany, where the front windows were blown out by flak. "All you could hear was the roar of the engines," he recalled. "It just made me want to get back up to the skies like the old days." The taxi ride was set up as part of a documentary by University of East Anglia students that saw £5,000 raised to make it happen.
With the sun starting to shine, it is time to get out the bucket and spade and make a trip to the beach. For clear blue waters and glistening sand, many people are drawn to exotic locations, but one beach in Norfolk has gained national recognition for its picture-perfect look. Holcombe has been named one of Britain's best white sand beaches by The Telegraph. Sitting in an area of outstanding natural beauty, the stretch of coast is no stranger to gaining accolades. The beach was filmed for Oscar winner Shakespeare in Love and was used for the upcoming Deadpool 3.
A Norfolk charity celebrated 200 years of service with a series of successful events. St John Ambulance held events in North Walsham and Norwich, marking two centuries of dedicated service by the charity in the region. The celebration included first aid demonstrations, historical exhibits, and a showcase of past and present ambulance vehicles. The North Walsham cadets completed a 100-minute CPR-a-thon, while VIPs included the Sheriff of Norwich, Dr. Jan Sheldon, and the Lord Mayor of Norwich, James Wright. They received CPR training on Riverside. The events raised more than £244 in total.
A 6-mile stretch of a chalk stream that feeds into the Norfolk Broads has been given a new lease of life after a major restoration project. The National Trust project, which started in 2018, has seen fallen trees and large branches used to return a section of an overstraightened and widened stream that is part of the River Bure to a more natural course. The Trust say chalk streams, which spring from underground chalk reservoirs, are one of the world's rarest freshwater habitats. With only 220 known examples, the vast majority of which are in England. This helps reduce flood risk by slowing the flow of the river during high rainfall events. It has also helped narrow the stream, which lies within the National Trust Blickling Estate, and create different speeds and directions in the flow, helping to oxygenate the water and clean the gravel and pebbles on the riverbed. This boosts habitats for juvenile fish and invertebrates, such as dragonfly and mayfly larvae. Invasive plants have also been cleared from the water, and more than 22,000 trees planted in the vicinity of the river to slow the speed at which the water runs into the stream. New ponds and wetlands have also been created as part of the work, which was part of the conservation charity's Riverlands programme in partnership with the Environmental Agency and the Norfolk Rivers Trust.
Cringleford Parish Council has unveiled a new community orchard. Named Newfound Community Orchard, this green initiative sits in Norfolk's Cringleford Heights, a development by Barrett and David Wilson Holmes. The orchard's opening signified a 5-year journey of planning and collaboration, celebrated in an event attended by a range of community members and county and parish council representatives. Chairman of the parish council, Trevor Wang, said, "The orchard opening is the culmination of 5 years' work by the parish council in collaboration with Barrett and David Wilson Holmes and the John Innes Foundation, the former owners of the site, who funded the trees. The orchard consists of 70 apple, pear and cherry trees." Simon Wood, Managing Director at Barrett and David Wilson Holmes, Anglia, said, "We are proud to play a part in providing a space where residents can connect with nature, build community bonds and enjoy the benefits of locally grown produce."
A Second World War veteran who was part of the D-Day landings is celebrating multiple milestones. David Woodrow celebrated his 100th birthday on Tuesday the 21st of May, surrounded by family and friends, ahead of the 80th anniversary of D-Day, being marked next month. That followed being visited by Lieutenant Colonel Richard Piso, who was sent by the Dutch government to present Mr. Woodrow a Liberation Medal for his conduct in Holland as part of the RAF 652 Air Observation Post Squadron. Mr. Woodrow's son, Stuart, 61, said he was trained in the RAF and would fly over no man's land to spot where the Germans were in order to direct the artillery, as well as provide photo reconnaissance. He was part of the advance party which landed on D-Day to make the airfield. He was overcome by gratitude shown by the Dutch people and took his birthday in stride. He's really enjoyed the last few days.
The annual Strumpshaw Steam Rally was enjoyed by hundreds of families across the bank holiday weekend, but some found it difficult to get away after torrential downpours. However, 16-year-old tractor enthusiast Harvey Yarram was on hand to save the day. Harvey, from Saxlingham Nethergate, saved dozens of expensive motorhomes from being stuck in the mud at Strumpshaw. The team usually exhibits his 4-inch scale agricultural engine and attends the rally every year. Harvey's mum Zoe said, "There were no vehicle movements for the whole weekend because of the weather, so when people started to ask him for help, he was more than keen to show some of his skills. Some of the motorhomes he was pulling out of the mud were worth a lot of money." Harvey is currently sitting his GCSEs, and his ambition is to start a full-time farming apprenticeship. Harvey has been volunteering at North Norfolk Railway since the age of 10, despite struggling with dyslexia.